The following is a presentation of the Ed Boston Podcast Network.
All right, folks, welcome to the Ed Boston Podcast tonight. And I kind of have breaking news, but not really, you know, not officially breaking news because this story happened about 3.5 hours ago. Not quite that long, but a little over three. We're going to talk about the presidential address tonight on the subject of illegal immigration, the wall, the shutdown, whatever you want to call it. Going to go into detail about that. But hey, what do you think? I'm just going to go ahead and play the breaking news because that is a new thing for us, and I'm excited to share it with you.
Joining you with breaking news from the Ed Boston Podcast. This has been breaking news from the Ed Boston Podcast. Look to edboston.com for more information on this breaking news.
Well, I wanted to go ahead and record this tonight before I hit the sack for the day. Reason being, been crazy busy with some issues with Amy on her health. I'm not going to go in depth with that, but if you know us, please keep her in your prayers. She's in the hospital right now with blood clots, and we just appreciate your prayers. We'll go into that more when she's released and home, and hopefully that comes up later today on Wednesday, the 9th day of January 2019. Skim over here to my notes. I actually listened to the addresses on the radio as I was driving back from Greenwood. And then I came home and played the videos of both so that I could get a glimpse of what the things look like. Not the things, but the addresses look like in, you know, with a visual while taking notes. And about 10 minutes is what President Trump spoke. Pelosi, let me be respectful, Speaker Pelosi and Senator Schumer spoke a little less than 5 minutes afterwards. Maybe we'll talk about that little deal of who gets what time, etc. later, but I don't know. That's just another piss and match point, so maybe not. But let's cut to right what President Trump had to say. He started out with mentioning that this is a crisis, and it is a crisis. And even though you'll hear later that the Democrat side downplayed what the crisis is, it literally is a crisis. And let me point out, if you hear wind chimes in the background, we have some on our front porch, and they are going crazy tonight. We've got some wind issues, and hopefully it's kind of a pleasing sound to you, because it is to us. The president mentioned that we're out of space for those that are crossing the border. It's not safe down there, and well, it's just not. He mentioned that we welcome millions of lawful immigrants every year. That's an important part of this entire equation, because for all of those who are making the conservative side out to be not compassionate, mean, evil, all the different things that are accused of, especially President Trump, but in the conservative side in general, it is not the case. We allow millions into our country. And I should look it up, and I'm not going to right now. I said millions every year. I don't know what the exact number is every year. But the president said, we welcome millions of lawful immigrants into our country. And that is the case. So to put it off as our side is just mean, evil, have no compassion, that's not accurate. We just want people to follow the law and do things the right way. President Trump also said that the negatives, the impact, the negative impact of illegal immigration affects Africans, African Americans, and Hispanics the most. He didn't elaborate, but he obviously was reaching out to a segment of the population that doesn't necessarily support him on a regular basis, even though we might be surprised at how many in those two separate groups do. He said this was a humanitarian and a security crisis. And he's just stating the obvious on these things. We're accused of not being compassionate and not caring about the women and children on the border, etc., etc. But it is a security issue. He mentioned it strains our resources. How in the world can you take hundreds and up to, I don't know, what was that last caravan? 7,000? How can you take on that many people at one time, and they all didn't get across, so I know that, and do it properly? You know, there's been a couple of deaths of kids while they were in Border Patrol custody or ICE custody or whoever is in charge of the housing down in that area. That's not because they're getting bad medical help. I don't know, maybe they did. But when you bring in illness, disease, etc., etc., there are going to be people die. That makes it a humanitarian crisis. When you don't have, when they were in Tijuana and they were all on this sports field, they didn't have enough places to go to the bathroom. That's a humanitarian issue. And it's one that we didn't cause. We did not cause that, no matter what people talk about and say. Illegal drugs. What can you say about that issue and the border? The president outlined that quite a bit. In the last 2 years, law enforcement has made 266,000 arrests of illegal aliens with criminal records. Let me say it again so I don't tongue-tie myself. In the last 2 years, law enforcement has made 266,000 arrests of illegal aliens with criminal records. He broke it down like this. Over 100,000 were guilty of assaults, 30,000 for sex crimes, and 4,000 were violent killings. That's a lot of people. Last month alone, there were 20,000 migrant children that came into our country. We can't handle that many children at one time. I don't understand why this is hard to understand. People will say, well, they're escaping this and they're escaping that. Well, maybe some of them are, but maybe some of them know that they get a free ride once they get to America. And maybe that's what they are looking for. Not the children, necessarily. They're just being used as pawns, and he mentioned that a little bit later, too. Makes a great point that the women and children are the biggest victims because they're being used they're being used by the coyotes, the people that smuggle people across the border, the drug dealers. They're being human shields. You've seen pictures of people dropping babies over existing fences and all kind of stuff. And they're a victim there, again, not because of us. I mean, what do people think we should do? Just have all border crossings closed? And just say, go at it. That don't make no sense. Does any other country do that? That's insane. The plan that he's presented to Congress was drawn up and requested by law enforcement officials, people in the Border Patrol, etc. He's offered cutting-edge technology for things that are illegal coming into the country, drugs, weapons, people, etc. So there's that part. More agents on the border, more immigration judges. That's a very sparsely talked about item. More bed space. See, that is a compassion thing that our side is always accused of being non-compassionate. But his request includes more bed space. He has put in an urgent request for humanitarian assistance and medical support. Does that, see, is this just common sense stuff? He's not just asking for a wall. As a matter of fact, at this point in the address, he's not even mentioned a wall. Before he does talk about the wall, he urges Congress to close loopholes so children can be safely and humanely returned back to their homes. I know that'll just drive a lot of people crazy, but that is where they belong. It just is. And as harsh as that may sound, that is where they belong until they can come to our country in a legal manner. And their parents and coyotes and everybody using them as pawns in this just is not acceptable. He goes ahead and describes how the wall will be, mentioned that it won't be a concrete wall, it'll be steel, metal, whatever the material is that'll be used. He mentions that it will pay for itself in, well, look at how many different, well, I'm not even going to list them. Just for yourself, think about how much money is, let's go way, way out on a limb here. Let's just say the borders closed today. Period. Look at the money that would be saved. Now, let's go back to reality and let's just say we only allow in those who are legal. They use the figure 11 million illegals in the country. They've been using that figure since I started doing this show 10 years ago. And unless lots of illegal immigrants die, which, you know, I'm not saying they don't die, but that number seems to have, in my mind, should have grown. So, but anyway, you look at the money that 11 million, we'll just use their number, 11 million people siphon off of our country, and it would obviously pay for itself. He talked about the drugs that would be, you know, stopped from entering the country. He talked about wages that have been lowered because of illegals being here, and you know those talking points. I'm not ashamed to admit that both sides use talking points. If I was, I'd have my head in the sand. But Trump goes on to explain that Schumer and others, several others, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, numerous big-name Democrats supported the wall or versions of the wall and only refused to support it when Trump got elected. Trump made it a centerpiece of his campaign, and when he was elected, they all of a sudden aren't for it anymore. The Democrats refuse to acknowledge that this is a crisis. And I think if I'm correct on this, the next party he talked about was the shutdown, and we're on the second half of his speech before he mentions the word shutdown. He said the shutdown is solely because Democrats will not fund border security. Democrats are going to come back later and say the shutdown is because Trump wants an expensive and ineffective wall. But so both of them admit that there's blame. Neither side wants to take the blame themselves, which is normal. He said that there is going to be a meeting tomorrow of top congressional people. He has had, I don't remember, I know at least two, maybe three of those already, plus all the behind-the-scenes talk that has gone on. And Trump's opinion is that the entire situation could be solved in a 45-minute meeting. Wow. He was hitting some preemptive strikes here when he talked about Schumer and the others supported it before, and then here about the term immoral, which Nancy Pelosi likes to use. He didn't call her by name like he did Schumer. But he said, if building a wall is immoral, why is it that wealthy politicians have walls, fences, and gates? And his answer was, not because they hate those on the outside, but they love those on the inside. Common sense. He says it's immoral to allow innocent people to continue to be victimized by situations involved in this topic. He made references of many examples of people and families that have been victimized. I'm not going to go over those because you can find them yourself, but it's an important part of this equation. He asked, how much more blood should we shed while we wait for Congress to do their job? His point is, after all these decades of not getting the job done, it's finally time to secure the border. It's a choice between right and wrong and justice and injustice. He finished by saying he swore to protect our country, and that is what he will always do, so help me God. And that was the end of his part of the address. I'll be right back in a minute with some comments and then a look at the Democrat rebuttal.
So you're a podcast listener. That's awesome. Did you know that you can enjoy an even better listening experience with the new Pocket Casts app? With powerful search and discovery tools, they've made it easier than ever before to find your next favorite podcast. It was even recognized by Wired Magazine as the podcast app every iPhone user needs. Pocket Casts is beautifully designed, easy to use, and offers amazing features like play without subscribing and advanced episode search. Pocket Casts helps you discover quickly and enjoy your favorite podcast with more than 500,000 shows to choose from. Change can be hard, but sometimes it's worth it. Download Pocket Casts today from the Apple App Store or Google Play Store, or on the web at pocketcasts.com. You'll be glad you did it.
Okay, I made some notes here to go over some thoughts of mine. But first, welcome back from that brief intermission. I hope that the ads are okay, not displeasing. They are a major part of what we are doing now. And, well, I say a major part. That would be incorrect. They are a part of what we are doing to help fund the efforts here at the Ed Boston Podcast. So I hope you support the use of those. I like that they let me make the ads myself. And so let's go back to what happened tonight with the president and then Senator Schumer and Speaker Pelosi making their addresses to the nation. I wanted to look at this. What is the job of Congress? In a very simple way of saying it, the job of Congress is to make and fund laws. That's their job. What is the job of the president? To enforce those laws and the laws that we have on our books. I'm not going to go into the three branches of government and the judiciary. You can figure that out. My point here is there are plenty of laws on the books when it comes to illegal immigration, immigration in general. There are plenty of laws that are already on the books. So that makes that part of the equation the responsibility of the president to enforce those laws. Now let's look at this. Border walls exist already, so they are not against the law. As a matter of fact, you look back through the history of walls on the border, or fences, whatever you want to call, and there was Democrat support in those areas. So we're not talking about new laws. We're talking about funding the ability to enforce existing laws. The president is not asking for a new law to be written. He's asking for the funding to take place. Let the president do what the executive branch of the government is tasked with, enforcing the laws of the land. You realize that $5 billion, which is what they're asked, $5.7 billion, is practically nothing in the terms of government spending. Now, I know the critics right here would say, he just said $5.7 billion is nothing. He sounds like just a typical conservative. It's not my point. It's very little in the whole scheme of things. And so I got to thinking, I wonder how much we spend on certain things that I wouldn't want my money spent for. I'm not talking about national security. I'm not talking about humanitarian. I'm not talking about any of those kinds of things. But I got three things here that are going to total up to right at $1 billion that the government spends our tax money on, that I would just as soon they shut these things. Well, they don't have to shut them down, but quit funding these things and give that $1 billion to the $5.7 billion they need. National Endowments of the Arts and the National Endowment of Humanity each get somewhere in the neighborhood of $152,849 million each. Over $300 million between the two. You've heard me on this show before say about the National Endowments of the Arts and, you know, throwing feces on pictures of Jesus and things like that. My tax money, your tax money, goes to support those things. NPR, the radio. I say, let them fund themselves. Instead, the government gives them $180 million of your hard-earned taxpayer money. We could certainly do without that. And here comes the big one, and I'm sure you were expecting me to say this. I hope you were expecting me to say this. No matter what side of the aisle you're on here, I hope that my side of the aisle would expect me to say this, and the other side of the aisle was just waiting for me to say this. Planned Parenthood. Yeah, Planned Parenthood. $528 million. You add the three up, and it is just over $1 billion. You know, people always ask about solutions. Well, there's 20% of this, almost 20% of the solution right there. What about the Americans who want the wall? Would they pay for it? I actually got a text message today from an organization that was soliciting money for this very topic. I didn't do anything with it because I'd have to check it out to see if it was legit. Obviously, there's scams and scandals and all kind of things that go on with things like that. But I believe that Americans who want the wall would be willing to pay for it. I heard somebody say, would you pay, I don't remember, $50 to have a brick with your name inscribed on it on the wall? Well, I would pay $50 and say, forget my name. You know, because I want that, and that's the things that I would be willing to pay for. I'm not willing to pay for the endowments of the arts and humanity, NPR and Planned Parenthood, but I don't get a choice in that. You see, it's not about the wall. It's about Trump. He made mention. Schumer and other people were for it before they were against it, and when they became against it was when he took the oath of office, raised his hand, and said, we can't let him have his way. He was elected on the promise of building a wall. Let him do the will of the people. We get to the Democrat response. First thing that Nancy Pelosi says is end the shutdown. Now remember, I made point of it was way into the president's portion where he mentions the shutdown. And it took her all of 12 seconds to mention Trump's name and accuse him of misinformation and malice, being a fearmonger. All of those things came up within the first 30 seconds of their discussion. Her facts. And this is a fact. The first day that Congress was open for this year, they passed a bill that would reopen the government. The House of Representatives passed the bill. It didn't get brought to the floor of the Senate because that's the way they play games. So that's fact number one. And that is a fact. They did do that. They did it knowing that it wouldn't get passed by the Senate. They did it knowing that the president wouldn't sign it. And in those cases in government, rarely do they bring those up for votes because it's a waste of time. And so she's bragging that her fact is wasting the time of the House of Representatives, wasting money that the taxpayers footed. And so that was what she bragged about. She immediately starts on the wall, wasting billions on expensive and an ineffective wall. And her and Schumer both mentioned this, that Mexico was supposed to pay for. If you remember, when Trump was running and said that, they made fun of him for saying it. Now they're holding it against him. And strangely enough, I somewhat agree with them on this. I thought from the very beginning that saying Mexico would pay for it was not the best approach. I mean, he could think that and he could try to make that happen, or he could make that happen. But bringing it up in advance to me was a poor campaign decision. But just remember, they made fun of him for it, saying he could do it. Now they hold it against him. And again, liberals will say, well, that's the way it is. And you're right, it is the way it is. She mentioned that the president was holding hostage service for millions and paychecks for over 800,000 people. You see where we've gone here? We're probably a fourth of the way through what the Democrats talked about, and it was all focused on Trump. Now she gets around to saying, we all agree we need to secure the borders. She mentioned some of the issues that Trump did when it comes to what would be funded in the proposals. So it shows me that they're not far apart on that stuff. It's all just the wall And as I said earlier, that means it's all saying no to Trump. She mentioned that a fact is that women and children are not a security threat. Well, that's a partial fact, maybe. And they would be less of a security threat if people weren't using them as pawns and human shields and the such. Again, attacking Trump specifically, talked about his cruel and counterproductive policies, holding America, the American people hostage, and stop manufacturing a crisis, and we must reopen the government, is the way she ended. Very little in substance, nearly over 75%, I would say, just flat out dogging the president. And let me, before I go to Schumer here, say, when did it become acceptable on a national address for the legislative branch to get time to dog the president of the United States? I know they were all, their panties were all in a wad over the fact that the president was going to do this. And let me just tell you, before I forget to say this, the president didn't say anything. I don't think one thing different than what we've already heard. But no, they had to get their 5 minutes in, not to support what they want, but to dog the president and stop what he wants. Schumer started, and if you remember, I said that Pelosi said Trump's name in the first 12 seconds. It took Schumer all of 6 seconds to mention the president. 6 seconds. He didn't say Trump, but he said the president. He brings up the Mexico paying for it right off the bat. He says Trump shut down the government. I posted a thing on Facebook the other day on my personal page that said both sides have got to be crazy if they think that the shutdown is 100% the other side's fault. Because Trump can sit here and say, I did this, 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 and this. I want this, 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 and this. And that's his side of the story. And if I don't get these, the government will be shut down. And as of now, the government is shut down. The Democrats can say, well, we won't fund this, 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 this. We won't do this, 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 and this. And you got to do this, 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 and this. And if you don't do that, the government will be and is shut down. So I'll rephrase what I was thinking. It's like a big game, but it's not a game. It's not a game to the family out in California whose police officer husband and son, father, was killed by an illegal immigrant. That's not a game. So Schumer says Trump shut down the government, and we don't govern by temper tantrums. Hurting millions of Americans, and they're treated as leverage in a political atmosphere. Does that not apply to both sides? See, I'm not saying that everything the Democrats say is wrong, but the same standards should apply. I've said this dozens of times on this show. The same standards ought to apply to both sides. Hurting millions of Americans and treating them as leverage, the Democrats are doing, you know, Trump can say the Democrats are doing it. Pelosi and Schumer can say the president's doing it. The bottom line is they haven't made an agreement, so they're all doing it. And guess what? Both sides have done it in the past. It's not new. This is not the first ever government shutdown. And Schumer accuses the president of spreading fear and not facts, and division and not unity. The last time I give it much thought, lambasting somebody on a nationally televised address to the nation was really not a way of promoting unity. He gave the obligated line, both sides want border security. And then went straight into, how do we correct this? I guess he was dependent upon Pelosi's words to have taken care of any facts that, or suggestions or anything that addressed the actual subject. He has a solution. Separate the shutdown from border security. Debate border security alone after reopening the government. Some people say, well, that makes sense. And to a degree, it does make sense. However, we've been down this road before. This is not the first rodeo on this. We continually kick the can down the road. And guess what? Border security wouldn't get addressed. And we would be the same place we are weeks, months, years down the road, because that's what we've been weeks, months, and years in the past that this didn't get addressed. He started with the sad song, and I'm not dismissive of the plight of the federal workers that aren't getting paychecks. They're about to miss a paycheck. They're about to be able not to get a mortgage. Well, 17 days, I don't know. You fill in my thoughts there. Farmers and small businesses won't be able to get loans. Well, again, 17 days. Now, I know they're talking because the president said may take months or even years. And, you know, I'm thinking that that wasn't the smartest thing he ever said. But it was said to make a point that it'll take however long it takes. And he's willing to hold out to get what he believes is needed. This is one of the things that irritated me the most. It irritated me when I heard it the first time. It irritated me when I look back. Schumer said most presidents in the past, and I noticed he said most, use the Oval Office for noble purposes, not to manufacture a crisis, stock fear in people, and divert attention from turmoil of his own administration. You tell me, was that called for? What purpose did that statement serve? Didn't help bring the government back into being open. Doesn't help the border security. It doesn't help with unity. So you tell me. He put this down at the end of kind of a synopsis. Reopen the government while debating. Secure the border without an ineffective and expensive wall. Welcome legal immigrants and refugees. I'll get back to that. America should be a symbol of the Statue of Liberty. Or I think he said the Statue of Liberty should be the symbol of America, not a 30-foot wall. And he finished with these words, end this shutdown now. I want to take a look at a couple of those. Welcome legal immigrants and refugees. Are those that are sitting on the border right now those things? Are they all legal immigrants and refugees? You might say, well, they're refugees. He would say they're refugees. (Laughs) If they're refugees, they had opportunities while they were in Mexico to live there, to work there. Jobs were going to be provided. All kind of things could have happened to them while they were in Mexico. So if they were refugees, they were from their own country, refugees, and they were given a solution, a legal solution, and they're choosing not to take the legal solution and do things illegally. So Schumer welcomes legal immigrants and refugees, and I think that all American people would do the same. Last thing he says, end this shutdown now. To me, that's the ultimate disrespect. If you know me, you know I'm big on the respect topic. And if you go back in this show, you will know, and I will readily admit, I was not always respectful to Barack Obama. Some people would say I was rarely respectful to Barack Obama. I would counter with, I was not in front of a national audience following a address to the nation by the President of the United States. I'll finish this by saying, let's start showing respect. And respect must be earned. But there are some things that you respect just because of what it is. I'll let you figure out what I mean there. I'll leave you with something that just drives some of you absolutely bonkers. I sounded like I was contradicting myself, and maybe I did, but that wasn't what I intended. Disrespect is the new norm, and that's not acceptable. Give the president a chance to secure our border. It's not about the wall. It's about telling Trump no. If the wall was so bad, why don't they fund money to tear what parts of the wall we have down now? I didn't hear that being suggested ever. Let the president do what the people elected him to do, and do your job, and write laws, fund the laws, and let the president enforce them. God bless you, folks. Thank you for being with us, and go out and do the right thing.